the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Mac Kelly. We'll begin with a story about Sean Christopher Lewis, who was sentenced on Thursday in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Pahaney represented the people, while Attorney Michael Morawski represented Mr. Lewis. The prosecution recommended adopting the probation department's recommendation. Mr. Lewis's attorney stated that Lewis had completed an alcohol assessment and a med class and is engaged in counseling now, where he is expressing regret for his actions. The defense agreed with the prosecution recommendation, in part requesting 9 months of probation and immediate payment of fines and costs. Mr. Lewis also expressed regret, acknowledging the ripple effect of his actions on others. The court sentenced Mr. Lewis to 9 months on probation under the supervision of the probation department. Mr. Lewis is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances except as prescribed, and from being in locations where these are sold, served, used, or possessed. He must submit to random drug and alcohol screening at his own expense. The sentence also includes 1 day in jail with credit for time served, 30 hours of community service, and that is all supposed to be done by September 4th of this year. Fines and costs total $1,135. Mr. Lewis may be eligible for early discharge from probation upon successful completion of all terms. And then we go to Huron County District Court. Brandon Tyler Vincent pled guilty and was sentenced for driving with a suspended license. The charge, driving while license suspended, revoked, or denied, stemmed from an incident back on March 10th here in Bad Axe. Vincent was stopped for no insurance and tinted windows, admitting he knew his license was invalid at the time. Judge Ferris accepted Vincent's guilty plea, received a sentence of 2 days in the Huron County Jail, to which he reported to this morning. Additionally, Vincent must pay $350 in fines and costs due by July the 31st. His driver's license suspension, extended by a prior conviction in January, now totals approximately 2 years. Then we go to Detroit, where a woman will serve time in prison after being convicted of organizing a retail theft ring targeting beauty stores across Metro Detroit. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says 38-year-old Sharia Broughton was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court to 1 year behind bars after pleading guilty to conducting a criminal enterprise. She's also been ordered to repay nearly $30,000 in restitution to a company called Ultra Beauty. Investigators say Broughton led a series of coordinated push-out thefts at Ultra stores in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties during October and November of 2023. In those incidents, small groups would enter stores, grab high-value merchandise, and quickly leave without paying, often fleeing to waiting vehicles. Authorities estimate total losses tied to the operation exceed $30,000. Officials say the stolen items were later resold online through Facebook Marketplace. The case was handled by a Attorney General's force team, working alongside the Michigan State Police and several local police departments across Metro Detroit. Well, let's take a look at some of your stories here. Internationally, that is, Iran has reversed course on reopening the Strait of Hormuz and fired on a tanker attempting to pass the waterway. It said it will continue blocking transit as long as the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remained in effect. The announcement earlier today came after President Trump said the blockade will remain in full force until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S. that includes its nuclear program. Tehran has had reopened the strait yesterday to commercial vessels. Roughly one-fifth of the world's oil passes through the strait. Pakistani officials say the United States and Iran are moving closer to a deal ahead of the April 22nd ceasefire deadline. And lastly, President Trump has directed his administration to speed up reviews of certain psychedelic drugs, including ibogaine, that is sometimes used as a treatment for heroin or cocaine addiction. That drug and other psychedelics remain banned under the government's most restrictive category for illegal high-risk drugs. But the administration is taking steps to ease restrictions and spur research on using the drugs for medical purposes, including conditions such as severe depression. Trump signed an executive order earlier today that he says will help dramatically accelerate access to potential treatments. Veteran organizations and others say Ibogaine shows promise for conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder and opioid addiction. But Ibogaine is also known to sometimes trigger potentially fatal heart problems. That's a quick look at your news here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always go to thumbnet.net.